Sunday, big city, taking a nap. Slow down, it's Sunday. Life's a ball, let it fall right in your lap.
Hello and welcome to New York Standard. I'm your host, Andre Archambault. New York Standard is a show dedicated to the best music from the era that made New York standard. This is the music from the great jazz ages of swing and bop to cabaret and Broadway. John Coltrane, Ella Fitzgerald, Duke Ellington, Count Basie, and of course Nat Cole and Johnny Hartman, as we hear from each of them every week. This week is a little all over the place, unlike last week, which was mostly bop. We're going to hear from Bing Crosby. We're going to hear from Louis Armstrong, the two masters of vocals. A special block from Bernadette Peters and Manny Patinkin, not singing together. But first, we're going to start off this week's show with the Andrew Sisters, Rum and Coca-Cola, on New York Standard.
If you ever go down Trinidad, they make you feel so very glad. Calypso sing and make up rhyme, guarantee you one real good fine time. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Oh, beat it, man, beat it. Since the Yankee come to Trinidad, they got the young girls all going mad. Young girls say they treat them nice, make Trinidad like paradise. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar.
Chick-a-Chick-Carry to Mona's Isle, native girls all dance and smile. Help soldier celebrate his leave, make every day like New Year's Eve.
Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. In old Trinidad, I also fear the situation is mighty queer. Like the Yankee girl, the native swoon when she hear der bingle croon. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Out on Manzanella Beach, GI romance with Native Peach. All night long make tropic love, next day sit in hot sun and cool off. Drinking rum and Coca-Cola, go down Point Cumana. Both mother and daughter working for the Yankee dollar. Rum and Coca-Cola, working for the Yankee dollar.
Woke up this morning, my baby was gone. Woke up this morning, that old gal was gone. Ain't got nobody to call my own. Well, baby, come on home to me. Well, baby, come on home to me. I feel so bad, I'm in misery. I'm all alone.
Night and day, strolling up and down Broadway, telling of the wonders they can do.
Oh, sing it, Bobby boy.
I just did.
There's con men and there's boosters.
There's card sharks and crap shooters.
They congregate around the metropole.
If I knew what that meant, I would agree with him. They wear flashy ties and collars.
Yes, but where do they get their dollars?
They all have got an ace down in the hole.
Yes, sir, some of them write to the old folks for coin. And that is their ace in the hole.
And others have friends on the old Tenderloin. That's their old ace in a hole.
Why, they'll tell you of trips that they're going to make from Florida to the North Pole.
The fact is their name would be Mutt, just like a chump playing stud,
if they lost that old ace in the hole.
Oh, yes, now some of them write, you'll find
just
a lot of
just
them write to thee.
This man plays piano solo.
But I want to sing tenor.
I don't really care if you sing 10 or 20 minutes after he's through playing piano.
Listen to him. I think I make it better than he does.
Well, that's the nastiest remark I've ever heard.
Listen now, if you don't like the way I sing, why don't you sing some?
Sing
Melancholy Baby.
But
sing some
better this tune. Why they tell you of the trips they're gonna make over Florida, all the way up to the North Pole.
Oh, it's sad, it's sad.
Oh, Lottie.
But their names would be mud,
like a chump playing stud.
If they lost that old age, ace and all.
Ace in the Hole, Bobby Darin and Johnny Mercer from the record Two of a Kind. And they were Two of a Kind. Before that, we heard from Arthur Prysock, Woke Up This Morning, from the Morning, Noon, and Night compilation. And before that, we heard, we started off the show, I should say, with the Andrews Sisters and Roman Coca-Cola. Well, up next, we are going to hear from two legends, just legends, Bing Crosby and Al Jolson. This is Alexander's Ragtime Band on New York Standard.
Say, Al, you're a guest here today. Don't you think you ought to start this tune?
No, I don't think so, Bing. I may be a guest and all that, but I think you ought to start it.
Well, it was written a little before my time. I'm afraid it might date me.
Date you?
Yeah.
Don't tell me the first time you heard this song is when your mama had you on a lap, you know, listening to me singing.
Oh, no, no. I came to the show on a go devil that
a
day.
A go devil?
Yes.
Well, Bing, look, let's stop this kidding. I think you ought to start
it. No, you ought to start it, really.
No, you start it,
please.
You
think so?
Yeah, I think so.
Well, if you insist.
Mm-hmm.
Come on in here. Come on in here.
Oh, you dog.
Alexander's Ragtime Band. Come on in here. Come on in here. About the best band in the land.
Take and play a bugle call like you never heard before. So natural that you wanna go to war. That's just the bestest band, what am. Oh, honey lamb.
Come on along, come on along. Let me take you by the hand. Up to the man, up to the man. Who's the leader of the band?
And if you care to hear the Suwannee River played in ragtime.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here, Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Say, Al, that's the mighty Xander himself playing it.
Oh, yeah, that's him. Ain't nobody else.
Boy, he's a riverboat man.
Riverboat? What do you know about riverboats?
Oh, I made many a happy buck on them riverboats.
Playing in the band?
No, no. Making four the hard way.
Two deuces,
that's
huh?
That's it.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Alexander Ragtime Band. Come on in here.
Well, here I come.
Come on in here.
I'm standing right here.
It's the best band in the land. They can play a bugle call like you never heard before. That's just the bestest band, what am. Oh, honey lamb.
Come on along.
Come on along.
Come on along.
Come on along. Let me take you by the hand.
Here's my lily white.
Up to the man.
The mighty man.
I'm talking about the man.
The leader of the band.
And if you care to hear that Swanee River playing ragtime. Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Come on in here.
Alexander's Ragtime Band. Alexander's Ragtime Band.
Wider than a mile, I'm crossing you in style someday. Old dream maker, you heartbreaker, wherever you're going, I'm going your way. To drifters off to see the world, there's such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbows and waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend, Moon River and me. drifters off to see the world. There is such a lot of world to see. We're after the same rainbow's end, waiting round the bend, my huckleberry friend.
Christmas, a diamond ring. everything. There's nothing in the world that I wouldn't do. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? What makes me treat you the way I do? Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? There's nothing in the world too good for a girl that's good and true. Gee, baby, ain't I good to you? Fur coat for Christmas, a diamond ring, big Cadillac car, and everything. It's love that makes me treat you the way.
Some road before you travel on. Look up, look up, and seek your maker before Gabriel blows his horn. Weary toting such a load, trudging down the lonesome road. Look down, look down that lonesome road before you travel on. True love, what have I done that you should treat me so? You caused me to walk and talk like I never did before. Weary toting such a load, trudging down that lonesome road. Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on. Look down, that lonesome road before you travel on. Look up, and seek your maker before Mr. Gabriel blows his horn. I'm weary of such a heavy load, trudging down that lonesome road. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. Look down that lonesome road before you travel on. Look down that lonesome road
before you decide to travel on. Look down, look down, look down, look down that lonesome road before you travel on.
How strange it was, how sweet and strange. There was never a dream to compare with that hazy, crazy night we met when a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square. This heart of mine beat loud and fast like a merry-go-round in a fair, for we were dancing cheek to cheek and the nightingale sang in Berkeley. When dawn came stealing up all gold and blue to interrupt our rendezvous, I still remember how you smiled and said, was that a dream or was it true? Homeward step was just as light as the tap dancing feet of a stair, and like an echo far away when a nightingale sang in bar. When dawn came stealing up all gold and blue to interrupt our rendezvous, I still remember how you smiled and said, was that a dream or was it true? The streets of town were paved with stars. It was such a romantic affair. And as we kissed and said goodnight, when a nightingale sang in Berkeley Square, I know, 'cause I was there that night in Berkeley Square.
See, that block is this show today. A little bit of up, a little bit of down, just a little all over the place. We started off that block with Bing Crosby and Al Jolson singing Alexander's Ragtime Band. And then we jumped to Moon River. So a little up, a little down. And then Billie Holiday, Gee Baby Ain't I Good to You, a little up. And then Sinatra, a little up, with Lonesome Road, and that's actually more of a mild swinger, not a big-time doodad by any stretch. And then finished out that set with Anita O'Day and A Nightingale Sang in Berkeley Square. It's a favorite of mine. I really do dig that tune. I don't play it enough. I don't play her version. I own probably three or four different versions, and maybe even more than that, now that I come to think of it. Well, we're going to go into a little bit of an old school, not quite big band block here, but, you know, kind of a very old school jazz thing here. We're going to kick it off with Willie the Lion Smith. This is from one of those crazy compilations, 10-year span, called The Lion Roars. This is Harlem Joys on New York Standard.
I might also mention, bring to your attention, she's so refined. had to mess around when you're doing the Charleston, Charleston, worst thing you do. Now when you rail way back, then you grab your gal, and then you clap your hands, and you do the Eagle Rock, but don't you stop at all. Uncle Jack, the dancing fool, he would never do Charleston, Charleston, when he learned of that brand new dance, such a brand. And he clean forgot his age when he danced his brand new race. Then he yelled out, don't forget to do your stuff when you dance or mess around.
Louis Armstrong, that's from Volume 1 of the Hot Fives and Sevens. Don't forget to mess around. I told you we would have him in today's show. And before that, it's from a compilation of Frankie Trumbauer tunes that was recorded 1923 to 1929. It's a song called Sugar, and the name of the band, if you will, is Red Nickel Stompers. But that is from a disc dedicated to Frankie Trumbauer. I should check some of the download resources and see what's available and how they package an artist like him, somebody who played on a lot of other artists' stuff, sort of like a Jack Teagarden, those guys from that era who just played on loads of other guys' stuff, but they didn't necessarily have their own bands or orchestras. But and then we started off the set with Willie the Lion Smith, Harlem Joys, from the Lion Roars compilation. Moving on, going into the next set. This is going to be a little, everything on this show is pretty retro. There's not a whole lot that's not. But we're going to hear a little bit of bop, a little bit of swing, back to back. We're going to hear Bud Powell, Count Basie, Charlie Parker, and Duke Ellington, and Dinah Washington, all mixed together. It's like a little jambalaya, if you will, since we were just playing Lewis. And anyway, moving on. This is Bud Powell, A Night in Tunisia. Enjoy this. This is a real blast on, well, where else are you? New York Standard. Thank you.
Thank you. part of me. So deep in my heart, you're really a part of me. I've got you under my skin. I tried so not to give in. I said to myself, this affair never will go so well. But why should I try to resist when, darling, I know so well I've got you under my skin. I'd sacrifice anything, come what might, for the sake of having you near, in spite of the warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just a thought of you makes me stop before I begin. Yes, I've got you under my skin. Warning voice that comes in the night and repeats in my ear. Don't you know, little fool, you never can win. Use your mentality, wake up to reality. But each time that I do, just the thought of you begin. Yes, I've got you.
that was a sweet little set of music, I have to say. That was Dinah Washington from the live record Dinah Jams. I love that album. That's the kind of record I can put on if I'm cooking or if I'm running around, if I'm working in the office, that sort of thing. It just can kind of be there. I hate background music. There's no such thing as that for me, because invariably I end up at least trying to keep time with the tempo, if nothing else. Sometimes I'll sing along. One of my coworkers even said to me a couple weeks ago, "Are you just talking to yourself?" No, I'm in here singing in my office. So anyway, that was Dinah Washington, Dinah Jams. And before that, we heard Duke Ellington, Sentimental Lady from the Blues in Orbit record. That's a favorite of mine. I picked it up about 2 years ago at the now defunct J&R Music World. And man, I tell you, that record sounds, it's such an ultimate New York sounding album. It just is. And you feel like you're walking across the Brooklyn Bridge when you listen to it, or walking up and down Fifth Avenue or through Central Park. There are a few, Duke Ellington in particular feels that way. To me, so many of his albums and songs and compositions just feel that way. Before Duke Ellington, we heard from Charlie Parker. That was another live recording, I Got Rhythm, obviously, the Gershwin tune, I Got Rhythm. And before that, we heard Count Basie live at Newport, 1957. Yeah, 7. 1 o'clock jump, one of his ultimate compositions. And before that, A Night in Tunisia with Bud Powell. That's where we started off this that set. And again, up, down, up, down. Yeah, it was kind of a nice, I like the way that worked. Well, moving on to a kind of a more of a low-lying portion of the show. These next couple of songs are very thoughtful songs by probably two of the greatest voices of the last 25, 30 years, maybe even 40 years, now that I do the math here. Bernadette Peters and Mandy Patinkin. Bernadette, I just picked up a collection that she did, the Live at Carnegie Hall Sondheim concert that she did. It was 1997 or 98. And we're going to start off with Not a Day Goes By. I played this maybe a month or so ago, and really reveled in the performance. It's a particularly touching performance about losing a loved one and feeling like you're losing a loved one, even though you might not be physically, but you might be emotionally. They may not be. You know, I was reminded recently of a song. It's rare that I invoke rock and roll on this show, but there's a line in an Afghan Whig song that talks about living with another person's pain and living through that and having to experience it. And I put this song on that level, because when you're with someone, you put their pain inside you. If you have any ability to sympathize or empathize for what it is that they're going through. Christ, you even do that if you're not with them. You do that with somebody you might see on the corner that, you know, just maybe they dropped a bundle of packages or something, and you feel the need. But especially for someone that you feel that you're in love with or that you're close to, you want to do everything you can, and Not a Day Goes By. It's always been one of those songs for me that signifies that. And we are going to then hear a couple more from Bernadette, and then a couple from Mandy Patinkin. I'll back announce the lot of those, but this is a special set from two really special presences in my life over the years, and I hope you enjoy it. Here's Bernadette Peters, Not a Day Goes By, live at Carnegie Hall, Sondheim, on New York Standard.
Not a day you're somewhere a part of my life, and it looks like you'll stay. Sweating and cursing and crying and turning and reaching and waking and dying and oh, not a day goes by, not a blessed day, but you're still you won't go away. So there's hell to pay. And until I die, I'll die day after day after day after day after day.
Sometimes certain songs hit a chord with you, and for me, I really feel connected to the songs that are coming up. Somebody hold me too close. Somebody hurt me too deep. Somebody sit in my chair and ruin my sleep and make me aware of being alive. Being alive. Somebody need me too much. Somebody know me too. stop worrying where you're going. Move on. If you can know where you're going, you can. Just keep moving on. I chose and my world was shaken. So what? The choice may have been mistaken. The choosing was not. You have to move on. Look at what you want, not at where you are, not at what you'll be. Look at all the things you've done for me. Opened up my eyes, taught me how to see. Notice every tree, understand the light, concentrate on now. Move on, move on. Stop worrying if your vision is new. Let others make that decision they usually do. You want, not at where you are, where you'll be. Look at all the things you gave to me. Let me give to you something in return. I would be so pleased.
ice chasing rainbows, watching clouds drifting by. My schemes are just like all my dreams, ending in the sky. Some fellas look and find the sunshine. I always look and find the rain. Some fellas make a winning sometime. I never even make a gain, believe me. I'm always chasing rainbows, waiting to find a little bluebird in vain. Mr. Arthur's place is set about a mile just off the interstate highway, and it's kind of hard to get to, so you really gotta know where to go. And there you'll hear the music that they played before the children were children, how the sound and the swinging send your spirit as you step through the door. And he shows you to a table, you have a drink or two, you ask her if she wants to dance, she says it's up to you. So you take her by the hand and then you lead her to the edge of the dance floor, where she whispers to you, honey, I'm afraid my gown's a little too long. But you fall into the rhythm and remember what it was that you came for. You forget about the years that have happened since they played you that song. And as you twirl around the room, you no longer feel a fool. It's as if it all was back again when she was your girl at school. Slide with me, Julia. I can lead if you will follow through. Glide with me, Julia. Feel the simple pleasure we once knew. You've had one terrific evening and you tell her as you drive down the highway. She says, yes, I really loved it and we've really got to go there again. But you get that empty feeling as you pull the car back into your driveway. You know exactly where you are, but still you're not exactly sure where you've been. And you turn out the bedroom light. You have a word or two. She asks you if you want to sleep. You say it's up to you. Slide with me, Julia. I can lead if you will follow through. Glide with me, Julia. Feel the simple pleasure we once knew.
That is Manny Patinkin from the Dress Casual record. That song takes a lot out of me. It's a beautiful, beautiful ballad. Just bloody gorgeous. It really is. And before Mr. Arthur's Place, we heard I'm Always Chasing Rainbows, which is an old vaudeville number that was made famous by Judy Garland, and first time I ever heard it that I am aware of was Mandy's recording. This record came out, I want to say, in about 90, 91. And then before that, we heard Bernadette Peters from the Live at Carnegie Hall concert. We heard Sondheim. It's all Sondheim, that show. I think. I'm pretty sure it's all Sondheim. Not a Day Goes By, Being Alive, and Move On. Those are all Sondheim, that's for sure. I hope you enjoyed that set. It was a bit of a melancholy set to some degree. But I guess Being Alive isn't. But so much of Sondheim's up-tempo songs, really, if you listen to the lyric, or while they're upbeat in melody, they're downbeat in lyric, which is always a fun way to balance things. Well, I tell you, we're moving on in the best way you can imagine. You just can't do it any better than Ella Fitzgerald. And since this weekend is the last weekend of spring, I wanted to play from Clap Hands, Here Comes Charlie, Ella Fitzgerald singing Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most on New York Standard.
Once I was a sentimental thing, threw my heart away each spring. Now a spring romance hasn't got a chance. Promised my first dance to winter. All I've got to show's a splinter for my little flame. Spring this year has got me feeling like a horse that never left the post. I lie in my room staring up at the ceiling. Spring can really hang you up the most. Morning's kiss wakes trees and flowers, and to them I'd like to drink a toast. I walk in the park just to kill lonely hours. Spring can really hang you up the most. All afternoon, those birds twitter twit. Know the tune. This is love, this is it. Heard it before, and I know the score. And I've decided that spring is a bore. Love seemed sure around the new year. Now it's April, love is just a ghost. Spring arrived on time, only what became of you, dear? Spring can really hang you up the most.
Spring is here, there's no mistaking. Robins building nests from coast to coast. My heart tries to sing so they won't hear it breaking. Spring can really hang you up the most. College boys are writing sonnets in the tender passion they're engrossed. But I'm on a shelf with last year's Easter bonnet. Spring can really hang you up the most. Love came my way, I hoped it would last. We had our day, now that's all in the past. Spring came along, a season of song, full of sweet promise, but something went wrong. Doctors once prescribed a tonic, sulfur and molasses was the dose. Didn't help a bit. My condition must be chronic. Spring can really hang you up the most. All alone, the party's over. Old man Winter was a gracious, but when you keep praying for snow to hide the clover, spring can really hang you up the most.
Just finished writing an advertisement calling for a boy. No half-hearted Romeo or flirt is meant. That's the kind I'd not employ. Though anybody interested can apply, he must know a thing or two to qualify. For instance, he must be able to dance. He must make life a romance. I said a boy wanted, one who can smile. Boy wanted lovable style. He must know how to say yes. When I look at a new dress, oh, I'll be ready when the ride. Start vamping him until he falls. Yes, if he proves to be the right little
must wear snappy clothes. Yes, that is my story, and to it I'll stick. No glory in having a hick. He needn't be such a saint, but oh, he dasn't say ain't. I don't care if his bankroll totals not, for we can live on love and food for thought. If he's a scholar, when I see him, I'll holler, "My lad, I'm glad you answered my end."
I just wanted to review the lyric. I don't know if I'm going to sing, recite the whole thing. I will. It's short enough. I'm looking at the lyrics online as I speak this. I've just finished writing an advertisement calling for a boy. No half-hearted Romeo or flirt is meant. That's the kind I don't employ. Though anybody interested can apply, he must know a thing or two to qualify. For instance, he must be able to dance. He must make life a romance. I said, a boy wanted, one who can smile, boy wanted, lovable style. He must know how to say yes when I look at a new dress. Oh, I'll be ready when the right one calls, and I'll start vamping him until he falls. Yes, if he proves to be right, be the right little laddie, I'll make him glad he answered my ad. He must like musical shows, and he must wear snappy clothes. Yes, that is my story, and to it I'll stick. No glory in having a hick. He needn't be such a saint, but oh, he dasn't say ain't. I don't care if his bankroll totals not, for we can live on love and food for thought. If he's a scholar, when I see him, I'll holler, "My lad, I'm glad you answered my ad." As I was listening to that, which is a song I probably listened to 20 times in my whole life. It's one of the, I mean, I own 700 some songs of Ella Fitzgerald's, and I have some favorites and I go to them. But man, that's a great Gershwin lyric. That's it. It literally does not get any better than that. All right, moving on. So we heard Boy Wanted from Ella Fitzgerald, Gershwin, and Spring Can Really Hang You Up the Most, also from Ella. We are moving on to Mr. Hartman, as we hear from him every week. This is On a Clear Day, live from Boston, about 1980, if I had to guess. Johnny Hartman live in concert from the Copley Plaza Hotel. Let's take you there now. On New York Standard.
On a clear day, stop and look around you, and you'll see who you are. On a clear day, nothing will astound you, and the glow of your being outshines every star. You feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore. You can hear from far and near a world you never heard before. And on a clear day, on a clear day, you can see forever and ever, and evermore. Mm-hmm.
rise up, look all around you, and you'd see exactly who you are. Hey, on a clear day, nothing will astound you, and the glow of your being outshines every star. You'll feel part of every mountain, sea, and shore, 'cause you can hear from far and near a world you never, never heard before. And on a clear day, on a clear day, you can see forever and ever and evermore. You can see forever and ever and ever.
Moritz on bass, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, yeah. The great Roland Hanna on piano.
But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. It is only a canvas sky hanging over a muslin tree. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. Without your love, it's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me. It's a honky-tonk parade. Without your love, it's a melody played in a penny arcade. It's a Barnum and Bailey world, just as phony as it can be. But it wouldn't be make-believe if you believe in me.
Wes Montgomery, Polka Dots and Moonbeams. Just so sweet. He's such a sweet player. And speaking of sweet players, Oscar Peterson and Nelson Riddle. Just before that, My Foolish Heart. We heard It's Only a Paper Moon from Nat. And Johnny Hartman kicked off that little set with On a Clear Day live in concert from Boston. About 19, like I said. I estimate this was 1980 or so, maybe in the late 70s. And we're going to close this week with an up-tempo, sort of a big number from Woody Herman and Stan Getz. This is live at Carnegie Hall as well. This is our second live from Carnegie Hall tune today. And this is a cover, if you will. They don't really call them covers in jazz. You're doing the song. But this is Copland. And when I say Copland, I don't mean Stewart from The Police. I mean Aaron Copland. This is Fanfare for the Common Man. I'm going to sign off from here. There's not a whole lot else to say at the back end of this, because it's just that good. It's a little mod. It's a little, I would stop short of calling it New Age, but certainly it was recorded in the 70s. And so it kind of sounds like it was recorded in the 70s, and or maybe even the early 80s. And, you know, the big thing that people don't understand about the reason that things sound the way they do is with fidelity and the quality of recordings is that microphones back in the 30s, 20s, 30s, 40s, I mean, they varied from era to era. Even today, even the microphone I'm speaking into today, actually, I can plug this into a professional studio and bring it, and it would sound great and whatnot, but the average home microphone wouldn't and doesn't. So, microphones from the 20s were primarily very acoustic-oriented mics. In fact, a lot of them weren't even electrical in any way. And then the 30s and 40s with electrical recording became much more popular, in fact, the only way to do it. And then in the 40s and the 50s, you started to get even more, and you started to get what's called in studios as separation. They would start to play, they would start to baffle performers off in separate rooms and have guys play different in different parts of the studio, and they would still play live back then, but they were separated, physically separated, and then in the 60s and the 70s, that was exclusive. That's how it did. That's what they did, and you can and then what they brought, the closest thing that they could to that version of a studio was to bring these what are called hypercardioid microphones. And hypercardioid microphones are just very, very, very tight patterns that only hear what's exactly in front of them. Like the microphone I'm speaking into is actually multi-pattern. You can do a lot of different things with it, the front, the back. If you set it up the right way, completely omnidirectional, etc. But most microphones on a stage today are they're at least cardioid, if not hypercardioid, to try to exclude the sounds that are outside of the direct action in front of the microphone. And what happens when you do that is that you kill, kill the ambient noise that's around there. And you can tell that on this recording. If you listen to you know what? I'm actually going to scrap this. I'm going to start off with one short tune. I don't know. I'm winging this as we go. I'm going to pull it from the Goodman live at. I'm just going to pull a short little tune from the live at Carnegie Hall. I'll play Don't Be That Way. No, better yet, I'll play Big John Special. Big John Special from, that's not from there. Okay, let me find something that is definitely from Live at Carnegie Hall. Remind me here. Yeah, that's right, Big John Special. It's the last tune on the thing. I will play that, and then I will play, from the same arena, same place. what you're hearing in the microphone, aside from the limited bandwidth in the Carnegie Hall concert, is you're hearing all of the instruments at once coming into what I'm told is one microphone. I find that a little hard to believe, but I was told it was one microphone, and I knew people who knew people who worked on that, on this recording. So it's worth noting. I'm going to play Big John Special, Benny Goodman, live at Carnegie Hall. Then I'm going to play, and then, in fact, I am going to come back and discuss on the back end of this. We're winging this tonight. So here is Benny Goodman, Big John Special from Carnegie Hall, 1939. Enjoy this. It's a lot of fun, and you'll hear, and then we're going to go right into Woody Herman and Stan Getz, Fanfare for the Common Man, and I'll talk at you on the back end of this.
Thank you. Thank you.
Woody Herman, Stan Getz, and the thundering herd behind them. That is Fanfare for the Common Man, recorded live at Carnegie Hall. I think that was recorded, like I said, in about 1978, 77, somewhere in that range. And before that, we heard Benny Goodman live at Carnegie Hall in 1939. So you figure there are about 40 years of difference between those two recordings. And that's a long time in technology's sake. If you think about where we were 40 years ago, I record this show on a computer. This computer would have taken up, if it existed at all, if the power of the computer that I use existed at all, it would have taken up an entire apartment or an entire first floor of a house or an entire, it just would have been a massive thing if it could have done everything that my home computer does now. And chances are it couldn't. But that's somewhat of the explanation as to the change in acoustics and technology, and it makes a difference. And yet, the biggest difference is that I'm guessing that they probably had about 30 microphones on that stage, including a few microphones in the house of Carnegie Hall for the Woody Herman concert. For that Benny Goodman concert, again, I'm told that it was one microphone for the whole bloody thing. I find that a little tough to believe, but I'm told by reliable sources that it was. May not be the case. I don't buy it entirely, but I'm told that it was. It was one mic hanging from the rafters that they recorded. Anyway, that is, and the difference is that those microphones, those multiple microphones would have carried and picked up very specific sounds that would have very specifically shifted the music into those microphones, giving you a little bit greater separation of sound, being able to control that sound a little bit more. Lord knows the actual quality of the recording devices changed tremendously over time. They weren't using tape in the, well, actually by the late 30s they were. Anyway, this has been kind of fun. This is a little bit of a different show, especially the lecture at the end about, about engineering and audio and whatnot. My third love, my second, anyway. Well, I hope you enjoyed the show as much as I did bringing it to you. This has been New York Standard. And my name is Andre.